subject 90 days and still waiting to start counting. Dear Stephen Shirley, I think this guy is really trying to play me, but I'm trying to give him a chance. I met him over 20 years ago when I was struggling as a single mother with four daughters. He was a taxi driver that I used regularly, but had no other interactions. In 2010, we met up again, and he told me that he had always been attracted to me, but I always had this don't even try it attitude. I was hurting back then and did not really care that much for men. We started talking on the phone. We never went on an actual date, but I did go to his home. He cooked dinner once, and we started having a sexual relationship. After I figured out that all he wanted was sex, I stopped calling him and taking his calls. Now we are talking on the phone again. I accepted that maybe some of my personal issues got in the way, so I suggested we try the 90-day plan. He laughed and went off on how Steve was a sellout. He didn't realize how much respect I have for Steve. He came to my home one night since we had not seen each other in a while. We had already discussed the 90 days, but he immediately started trying to seduce me. I would not give in. At first, he seemed angry, but played it off. He left after about 30 minutes. I was relieved, and I did not hear from him for a couple of days. I called him, and we discussed the 90 days again, and he agreed again. Now, every time we have plans to go on a date, something comes up. We only talk on the phone, and I think he's trying to manipulate me, and when the 90 days are up, he will come asking for the cookie. I don't think so. Please help a sister out. Should I just leave this one alone? Yeah. I think you should leave it alone because you guys don't really have anything. All you have is sex between you. You've never, as you mentioned in your letter, you've never even gone out on a date or a real date with this guy. You just went to his house, he cooked dinner for you, and then you guys had sex. I mean, that's not what makes a relationship. It just is what it is at this point. You guys are having sex. I mean, that's what he wants, and that's all he wants because you've already given it to him. You gave it to him before, you know, you talked to him about your 90-day rule. And that's why he doesn't care about the rule or anything and keeps trying to seduce you and have sex with you. I say learn from these mistakes that you have made in this relationship, and we all make them, you know, so don't beat yourself up about that. But learn from them so you won't take this to your next relationship. Remember, do the 90-day rules first, like Steve says in his book, since you have so much respect for Steve. That's what he says. Do that first, you know, with your requirements. Then, you know, go on to the next level with your relationship if they deserve it and if he's the one. Steve?
All right, let's straighten something out. First of all, the 90-day rule is not a guarantee of anything. It's just to help you learn more about who you're dating and who's after you than just giving it to him right away. That's what the 90-day rule is for. Well, I think this guy is really trying to play me, but I'm trying to give him a chance. Okay, you think a guy is trying to play you, but you're trying to give him a chance. To do what? Play you? I mean, I don't understand this. Ladies, use your intuition here. We've talked about this 1,000 times. I think this guy is really trying to play me. If you think he's trying to play you, he probably is. Why would you think a person's trying to play you if that wasn't the case? All right. You know, you met him when you were married, single mother, four daughters, wasn't really filling me in. He ran up into him in 2010 after 20 years ago, said he'd always been attracted to you, but always had this don't even try it attitude. All right. So we started talking on the phone. We never went on an actual date, but I did go to his home. He cooked dinner once, and we started having a sexual relationship. That's amazing how that's all it takes. Damn food. Just a plate of food. Just make me a plate. Boil me something.
What did he cook?
Boil me something. Just anything. Just boil me something. Boil me some hot dogs.
Some eggs.
You know, give me some eggs. Put y'all to make a sandwich. Man, anything. If you just fix some food in here, me and you finna do this doggone thing. Mm. I just need, what, man, what you making? Spaghetti, my favorite. Whoa, my favorite. You didn't. Now, you finna get the spaghetti thing put on you. Steak. Boy, you must want all night. Boy, you trying to get this all night with that steak. Girl, chicken parmesan. Do you know what I'm going to do to this man? Chicken parmesan, girl. Much as I, and spaghetti and some chicken and it fried and it beat and it got cheese on it and tomato sauce. Girl, I got to get, girl.
Stupid.
All this. Went over his house for dinner one time, then y'all start having sex. Lord Jesus.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.